wake me up to another good, good morning, time to go.
Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynam. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author. And I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and his created world with you. We are all looking for adventure. Have you ever seen a fox in the wild? Foxes are beautiful creatures. And in the case of the common red fox, we have a good opportunity to see them because they usually live in towns or neighborhoods or around farms. In fact, I regularly see foxes running around and playing in my neighborhood. And just this morning, I saw a young fox running down our street. Today, we are learning all about playful, sneaky, smart foxes. This episode was requested by a listener, Clara. Clara, thank you so much for the great idea to do an episode on foxes. And thank you also to our podcast partner, CTC Math. Now, I know it's not even yet summer, but if you're a homeschool mom like me, it's likely that you're already thinking about and praying about the fall and homeschool options. Whether you homeschool or your kids attend school, CTC Math is a great option for simple, straightforward, and effective math lessons. Try CTC Math for free for 1 week and explore their lessons at ctcmath.com. Here's our trail map for today. We are going to look at what exactly is a fox and where do foxes live? Are foxes playful? Why are foxes so sneaky? And finally, what is a reputation? And how do we create a good reputation with others? So standing here at our trail map, listener, what is the most important thing that we bring with us on every adventure? God's word, the Bible. And so let's start with a verse of the day. Today's verse comes from Psalm 51:10, which says, "Create in me a pure heart, God, and make my spirit right again." Listen to this beautiful song inspired by Psalm 51:10 by Scripture Lullabies. You can stream all of their powerfully peaceful music inspired by Scripture on every streaming platform or at scripture-lullabies.com/stream. All right, listener, I have a trivia question for you. How small is the smallest species of fox? Use your hands or take a guess as to how small you think it is, and we will find out at the end of today's lesson. So first, what exactly is a fox? If you have seen one, whether in the wild or maybe in your neighborhood or in a zoo, they look very unique with their big, bushy tails and sleek, shiny fur. Do you have a pet dog? Or do you know someone with a pet dog? Well, a fox is related to dogs. They are in the canid family, which is the dog family. God created many different kinds of beautiful dogs in the canid family. Many of them are wild, like the foxes and coyotes and wolves. Along with, of course, domestic dogs or pet dogs or work dogs. In North America, we have different kinds of foxes. We have Arctic foxes, swift foxes, gray foxes, and kit foxes. And our most common, the red fox. Today, we'll be learning about the red fox, but you can learn more about each of these species in the Nat Theo Club Activity Guide. To access full 10-page lesson and activity guides that go along with every podcast episode, you can join the Nat Theo Club at erinlynham.com/club or at the link in today's show notes. So foxes are wild dogs, but where do they live in the wild? Well, many times these wild dogs aren't exactly in wild places, but instead living right around people. Foxes live in many places around the world, especially the common red fox, which lives in North America, Europe, Asia, and Northern Africa. Foxes don't seem to mind living by people, which is why they're often seen in towns and neighborhoods. In fact, when people began settling across America and turning the land into homesteads and farms and towns, a lot of wildlife left and went deeper into the woods. But not so much with foxes. They liked the new habitat that the farmers provided, which brought in lots of mice for the foxes to eat. Now, if you haven't seen a fox in the wild or in your neighborhood, it might be because they are underground. Sometimes foxes are in underground dens. These dens are mainly used for having babies, which are called kits or pups. A mama fox called a vixen begins making a den when she is pregnant. If your mom or another woman you know has been pregnant, they probably did similar things as their due date approached and they were getting close to having their baby. I know I did, as I was getting close to birthing my four children each time I began nesting. Nesting is when a mama begins preparing an area for her new baby. God gave this nesting instinct to mothers, both human and animal mamas, to help them care for their babies. As mama foxes prepare for their babies, they get a den ready because this is where they will birth and raise their kits or pups. Now, foxes might dig their own dens. As we know, dogs often like to dig, but they will also use old dens abandoned by other animals, such as badgers. In this case, they might modify or change the den, adding tunnels or rooms. Kind of like if your family or someone you know buys an older home and then remodels or renovates it to make it their own. These dens are not simple holes in the ground. They can be up to 75 feet long. So a fox den can be as long as two school buses put together. And these dens have several entrances and tunnel systems and rooms for sleeping and storing food. The kits or baby foxes will stay in the den for around 4 to 5 weeks. And then they get a little curious and start exploring outside the den. If you have ever seen fox kits play, it is quite the scene. If you're using the Nat Theo Club activity guide, I included a video so you can see fox babies at play. I once watched young fox kits playing on an iced over lake, chasing each other and sliding across the slippery surface. You know, one thing we see when we study nature is that God made things very purposeful. Do you know what purposeful means? Purposeful means to have a reason for doing something. They might not know it, but fox kits playing is very purposeful. They are learning important skills that they are going to need as they get older. Sometimes the mama fox, the vixen, will even bring back items like sticks or bones or rocks or toys they find in people's yards for the fox kits to play with. They sneak up on these toys and pounce on them and capture them. And the fox kits are learning and practicing important skills that they will need for hunting and to survive in the wild. Did you know that your play is also very important? It might seem all like fun and games, and that's good, but playing can teach you important skills, especially when you're playing with other kids and outside. You see, when you play with friends, you can learn and practice how to get along with other people and to be kind and to trade fairly. And when you're playing outside, you can grow stronger and even learn how to be wise and safe. And of course, playing in nature helps us grow in wonder, meaning that we're always remembering to look around and notice the incredible details of everything that God has made. So, listener, when you play outside or with friends, remember that your play is also important work, and look for ways to grow stronger in your body, mind, and spirit. Speaking of play, have you ever wanted to go outside and play on a cold day, but you couldn't find your coat? Thankfully, this is not a problem for foxes, because they have built-in winter coats. You know, when I look at things in nature, I often think of God as a great artist, an architect, an inventor. But the fox reminds me that God is also a wonderful clothes designer. The fox's fur doesn't only look amazing, but just like the fox's play, their winter coat is also very purposeful. You see, a fox's coat has under fur, which is shorter hair that helps insulate them or keep them warm. They also have guard hairs, which are longer hair that gives the fox such beautiful colors. But the guard hairs are for more than color. They're coarse or rough, and they act kind of like a raincoat, protecting the fox from rain and wet snow. Now, foxes take off their winter coats at springtime. This is called shedding or blowing out their winter coat, which helps them stay cooler during the hotter months. So we learned that one reason we might not see foxes is because they might be underground in their dens. Another reason we might not see them is because foxes are very sneaky. They're kind of like the ninjas of the animal world. They're very sneaky and athletic and fast, and they can run and jump and go by us without us even noticing. Unfortunately, foxes get a bad reputation because of this. Do you know what a reputation is? A reputation is what people tend to think about you, normally because of the way you act. Someone might have a good reputation for being funny, or kind, or helpful, or smart, or creative. Someone can also have a bad reputation for being a liar, or mean, or a bully. Foxes have a bad reputation for being sneaky, especially when they steal farmers' chicken eggs, or even the chickens themselves. Remember, foxes don't mind living around people. And one reason for this is because where there are people, there are often mice, rabbits, chickens, and even in some cases, house cats that a fox doesn't mind snatching up for breakfast. And foxes are willing to take this risk because they are very good at getting away. Foxes are not only like ninjas, they are also great escape artists. They are very fast, very athletic. They can run across, over, and even through very difficult terrain or areas. And if they are being chased by a predator, like a larger animal or a human, they can quickly get away. Now, listeners, foxes are not trying to be mean to farmers or other people when they take eggs or chickens. They're simply being crafty or smart and creative while trying to survive. Their motives are good. Do you know what that word means? Motives? Motives are the reason why we do something or why we act in a certain way. If you make a friend a card, your motive might be love for your friend. If you help a brother or sister clean up a mess, a motive might be kindness. If you hit a brother or sister, the motive might be anger. So even though foxes get a bad reputation, they have good motives when they take eggs or even a chicken. They are simply hungry and trying to survive and maybe even take care of their kits or pups back in the den. And interestingly, foxes can actually help farmers as well, because foxes hunt small rodents like mice or voles that often destroy crops or the food that farmers are growing. Foxes help control the rodent population so that more crops can grow. You know, listener, it's very important that we pay attention to our motives or why we do something or act a certain way, and our reputation or what people think about the way we act. First, we can look at our motives by asking why we do something or why we act in a certain way. Proverbs 16:2 says, "People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives." You see, God knows us inside and out because He made us. So of course He knows our motives or why we do things. We can pray and ask God to help us see our motives. And if those motives are wrong, maybe we're doing things out of anger or selfishness, thinking only about ourselves, we can ask God to help change our motives so we can better love and serve Him. And what about our reputation? You might have heard people say things like, "It doesn't matter what other people think." And on one hand, that is true. We shouldn't be trying to do things to impress people or trying to change ourselves to be like other people. In fact, 1 Thessalonians 2:4 says, "Our purpose is to please God, not people. He alone examines the motives of our hearts." But while we should not be doing things to impress other people, we should be doing things and acting in ways that please God and that other people can see and say, "Wow, that person is really different. They don't act like everyone else. They are kind and wise and loving." Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." Here's an example. If someone has a reputation for being a class clown, that probably means that they are silly in class. Their motive or why they act silly might be to make people laugh. Now, laughter is a gift and can be very good. But their motives could also be wrong. Maybe they're acting silly only to get attention. In this situation, this person can look at their motives or why they are being silly, and they can decide to use the gift of laughter to make people smile and laugh instead of trying to get attention. And they can use that gift at the right times, when it's not disrupting class or being distracting. In this way, they can have a good reputation for making people smile and laugh. Listener, having a good reputation can be hard. It's often easier to react in anger or do something just for ourselves instead of being patient or doing things to help others. I often struggle with this and always have to look back at what are my motives and what kind of reputation do I want to have. The good news is that God wants to help us in this. You see, the more we follow Jesus and study His word, the Bible, and the more we spend time with Him in prayer, the more we become like Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "If anyone belongs to Christ, there is a new creation. The old things have gone. Everything is made new." You see, listener, Jesus does this work inside of us. Of course, it does take work on our part. We need to keep learning more about Him, just like you are doing right now, and spending time with Him by reading His word and praying. As we do this, He will keep changing our hearts and what we want, and changing our minds and the ways that we think. As Jesus transforms or changes our hearts and minds, well, our motives or why we do things will become better and better, and we will act in ways that give us a good reputation as those who love and follow God. Now, foxes don't have souls. They can't exactly check their motives or their reasons for stealing a farmer's eggs. And they also don't really care about their reputation or what others think about their egg thievery. They're simply focused on surviving and raising their babies. But God created us with souls. Inside of us, we know what's right and what's wrong. And God can help us to look at our motives and do things for the right reasons and have a reputation as someone who follows Jesus and loves God and others. Do you remember our trivia question? How small is the smallest fox? The smallest fox species is called the fennec fox, and when full grown, they are just a bit over a foot long, and they weigh about 2 to 3 pounds. The fennec fox lives in the deserts of Africa and Arabia, and is quite adorable with very large pointy ears. Now it's your turn to explore. Go explore in a natural area. Find some creatures, maybe birds or insects, and watch to see what they are doing. Guess what their motive might be? Is an American robin bird searching the ground for worms? What might be its motive? Is a bee visiting flowers? Why might it be doing that? If you have a pet dog, what is their motive for bringing you their ball or a stick? Consider why creatures do what they do and how it reflects God's designs. Thank you so much for listening to Nat Theo. Join us next time as we continue exploring more of God's wild and wonderful world. We are all alone.